Over the weekend, South Jersey Congressman Andy Kim announced he will challenge Senator Bob Menendez in next year's Democratic primary. This as Menendez has refused growing calls to resign amid bribery charges. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports on how Kim's entry affects next year's Senate race.
Kim admitted in his statement Saturday that he was not planning to run for Senate, but adds New Jersey deserved better and it was time to restore integrity to the upper chamber. Micah Rasmussen with the Rebovich Institute at Rider University noted Kim didn't do the work that normally goes into launching a campaign.
He is not being calculating. He's not being careful. He's not being measured. He didn't consult with a pollster. He didn't consult with whether or not he was going to gauge the support of other county organizations around the state.
Kim is throwing caution to the wind by giving up his fairly safe congressional seat in order to challenge Menendez. That, according to Rasmussen, has changed the gravity of next year's Senate race.
This now guarantees that Bob Menendez does not get a pass. This now guarantees that he cannot just survive. He cannot just ride it out.
At least one other candidate, Roselle Park Mayor Joe Signorello in Union County, has publicly declared he is challenging Menendez. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.